Okay, let's get started. We're in Perek Beis in Hilchos Sota. So we're going to also go through another set of halachas here, the entire Perek, which basically deals with situations whether or not she is chayev to go ahead through the Sota process. As I mentioned in Perek Aleph, the halachic system sets up as much as possible to not have her engage in Sota. And just to keep in mind that the two requirements for Sota to take place is one is a kinoi, where the Baal warns her in front of witnesses not to seclude herself in a room with, let's say, Reuven. And then Stira, which is another set of witnesses, come along and testify that they saw her secluded in that room with Reuven. So Lach Alafi says, Isha Shekina La Venistra Ein Kofanosa Lishtos. Okay. So if, what it called, if a woman is warned, right, through Kina, and she does Stira, right, we don't force her to engage in Sota, in the Sota process. Ela im ratza ba'amra hin nitmesi, right? Let's say she says, listen, I was over there, sir. I slept with a guy, right? Teitzei v'lo k'suba v'nashra ba'la olam v'nashosa. So we don't force her to go through the Sota process, as you'll see. Rather, if she acknowledges and admits that she committed adultery, then she divorces that k'suba and she's usher to her previous husband forever and she does not engage in Sota. V'chein im amra eini tzmea v'eini shosa. Right? And let's say she says, listen, I didn't sleep with the guy, but I'm not drinking any mesota. I'm not going to go through the sota process. Ain kofan asalishtos for teitzei b'lo k'suva. Also, we don't force her to go ahead and engage in the sota process. Rather, she gets divorced without a k'suva. She loses her k'suva. V'chenim amar baila, let's say her husband says, ain'i rotza lahashkosa. Right? Let's say he says, I don't want her to, what do you call it, to start the sota process. Oh, shabala bala acher, acher shenistera. Or let's say, what it called, he had, after, let's say she ends up secluding in the room with Reuven, and then she comes back and sees the husband, and then the husband has sexual relations with her, harezein oshosa, right? So she doesn't start the sota process, v'notelas k'subasa v'yotza, but she would keep her k'suba upon divorce, and therefore v'yasura lavalom. In this case, she'd be usher to him forever. So if he says he doesn't want her to participate in sota, or he does an action, i.e. having sexual relations with her, that indicates he doesn't want her to go through sota, so to speak. In those cases, he must divorce her, but she does retain her ksuba. Okay, halacha beis. So, of course, there's going to be certain women who are not able to ever go through the sota process. Okay, it just can't happen with them. So that's halacha beis. Ve'ilahin anashim sheina ruyos lishtos, afa pishihi rotza lishtos, ubaila rotza lahashkosa. So these are the women who are not part of the system of sota, even if they want to go ahead and engage in it, or the husband wants to. Ela yotzos v'lo k'suva, rather they get divorced without a k'suva, mishiavo, edi stira, achar edi kinoi, v'yesru al baleim olam. So there is no sota avenue for them. So once the edi stira come and say that they saw her in the room privately with Reuven, she becomes prohibited to her husband forever. V'chamesh esrei nashim hein. So there are 15 of these women. Okay, so arusa, we know arusa is kiddushin was done, but not nisuin. Okay, Shemeres Yavam, that's a woman who's waiting to marry to basically engage in Yibum. Okay, Uktana Ashes Hagadol. So let's say it's a woman underage married to an older man. Ugdola Ashes Hakatan, or let's say it's an older woman or past the age of 12 married to a male Katan. The Ashes Androgynous, a woman married to someone who's androgynous. Veishes Asuma, a woman married to a blind guy. O Acheger, someone who's lame. O Elame, or someone who, what do you call it, can't speak. O Mishen Oshemer, someone who's deaf. O Shu Krus Yad, okay, or someone whose hand has actually been cut off, amputated. We'll get to that in a second. Vechein Achigeres, so too, if a woman is lame or she limps, Ha Elemes, or she can't hear, she can't speak. Vasuma, or she's blind. Vechrusas Kaf, or let's say her hand's been cut off, v'she'ena shamas, or she's unable to hear. Kolachas me'ela in a real lishto. So in all these situations, the woman would not go ahead and engage in sota. So where does this all come from? Lach Gimel, the Rambam is going to darshan this all out for us. I mean, nayin she'ena ruyos lishtos. How do we know that these women are not able to participate in sota? Shenemar, asher tista isha tachas isha. Okay? So it says in the Torah that when she deviates away from her husband, Tachas Isha, right? Prat Arusa Vishmeres Yavam, Shena Tachas Isha, Isha, right? So that comes to exclude someone who has not engaged in Nisuan yet or waiting to do Yibum. In both those situations, what it called, she's not technically married, okay, or fully married. Okay, isha pratlaktana. The fact that the pasuk says woman, that comes to exclude a minor. Isha pratlaishas katan. The fact that it says isha, her husband, that comes to exclude the wife of a minor, veishas androgynous, sheino ish, as well as the wife of someone who's androgynous, because he's not a man. Okay. And then it says back in the Torah, v'ne'elam me'enei isha. Okay. So literally it means it's hidden from the eyes of her husband. That comes to exclude the wife of a blind man. Then it says in the Torah, right? So that literally means that the Kohen is going to have the woman stand. Okay, if she's unable to stand up because, let's say, she's missing a leg, then that's not going to work. The nasan al kapea, right? That means he puts it on her hands. Prat lemisha ein lakaf. That comes to exclude someone without a hand. O shahaisa akuma, o yavesha she'en yachol likachba. Or let's say your hand is like, she's crippled in a way where she can't hold anything. Dafilu kafa achas nemar kapea. Even if it's only one hand, it doesn't have to be both. Okay, then it says, ve'amara ha'isha, right? The woman will say, prat li lemis. That must exclude someone who's unable to speak. Ve'amar el ha'isha, to the woman, prat lemisha ein ashamas. Okay, that comes to exclude someone who can't hear. Varehu omer, okay, isha tachas isha, right? Ad shetia hi shlema kamo, hu shlema kamo sa. So the idea of isha tachas isha, equating the two, means whatever applies to one applies to the other. So just like she must, let's say, for instance, have her hands, he too must also have his hands. Halo manata shakol doba shemakev osa melishtos, okay, ma'akev es bayal mahashkosa. So anything that prevents her from engaging in sota also prevents him from having her engage in sota. Okay, and so too, anything that prevents him from forcing her to go ahead and drink the mesota would also prevent her from what he called would apply as well. Okay, halacha dalet, a couple of little examples of this. Katana shi siya via, let's say a katana is married off by her father. Im zinsa birtsona, okay, let's say she ends up committing adultery. Right, Nesra al Baila, she's now usher to her husband. Lefikach, Nikanala. Because of that, that's why, That's why she's given the kina warning. Lola Hashkosa, not because we're going to make a katana go into Mesota, because she can't do that. El Leposla Muksubasa Kamashmanu. Rather, want her to lose out in her ksuba. So she gets kinoi, she gets the Ede Kina, but only because we want to make, not because she's going to engage in Sota, but rather because we want to apostle her from her ksuba. Aval katana basmian, right? But let's say she's a katana who's able to go ahead and get out of the marriage through mion in mekanenla, right? She doesn't get kina. She ain't la rutsin la aser abayla, right? Because she is really no reason for her to make her aser to her husband, right? Because she could do mion. That feel la hayakoen lo nasser la. Even if she, what do you call it, ended up being over the iser of adultery, she wouldn't be aser to her husband. Right, even if he was a Kohen. Go ahead, Ron.
No, I lowered my hand because the Miyun question came.
Okay, yeah. Okay, halacha hey. Okay. Kino la arusaso oluz kukaso v'nistara achar shenasa. Okay, so of course we have to make things complicated. Let's say the husband goes ahead and does kina to, let's just deal with the arusa case. Because the Yibum case is kuka, so it doesn't matter. The base is the same, but let's say arusa where he did kiddushin, right? Vinistera, and then she goes ahead and secludes herself in the room with Reuven. Achar shenasa, after the Baal went ahead and had sexual relations with her to consummate the marriage. So just to go in order, he marries her by kiddushin. Okay, he then issues the kina. She hides. She goes into the room with Reuven, and then he goes ahead and he issues the warning. They end up having sexual relations, and then the wife goes and secludes herself through it. Harezu shosa, kishar kol nashim. Then she's like any other woman. She must engage in sota. Now, nisua shekina la v'nistra, kodem shival osa baila, right? But the warning was issued, and she goes ahead and does stira before her husband ever had sexual relations with her. Ain't a shosa. There's no, she doesn't engage in sota. The Yotzeh v'loksuva, and she's divorced and loses her ksuva. V'asura love the olam, she's usher to him forever. Because it says, Shenemar, v'yitain ish bach es shechafto, mimal de ishech, shekadma shechiva sabal, right? That the husband sleeping with her must proceed l'shechiva saboa, must precede the sexual relations with the, with in this case, Reuven. Okay. Halacha vav. Now, what about these women? Hagioris, let's say a woman, what do you call it, who converted. Vamishukweres, let's say a shifka who's freed. Veishas agar, and the wife of a convert. Veishas eved, and the wife of a servant. Mishukwar, right? And then umamzeres, veishas mamzer. Let's say a woman who's a mamzeres, or she's the husband, she's the wife of a mamzer. Veishas asris, let's say she's married to someone who is unable to have children. Bainsris chama, bainsris adam. No matter how the inability to have children emerged, hamuteres lebalein harein can call nashim mishosos. So in all these situations, right, these types of, so to speak, these women, these status women, or their husbands who have these status, in this situation, they would be able to partake of sota. Yelach hazayin. Now, muberes manika, if a woman's pregnant or if she's nursing, mekanala, she's subject to kina. Umashke osa kamoshahi, and she has to go ahead and engage in sota, what it called, as is. So if she's in her seventh month of pregnancy, she has to go ahead through sota. Isha ha'omedes lishtos, okay, let's say there's a woman who is ready to go ahead and engage in sota, umeis baila, kodem shetishtad, but her husband dies before she actually has a chance to drink the mesota, eina shosa, then she would not proceed with it, ilona tells ksubasa, right, but nor does she get the ksuba that would be owed to her after the death of her husband. Helachachas, kol isha ba bia asura miyamav, acha shehegdil, okay. Let's say, what do you call it? Anytime a man engages in prohibited sexual relations, okay, from the time of, what do you call it, of bar mitzvah up, ena mayim hamarim bodkin es ishta, okay? Then, what do you call it? The mayim will not, we'll see how this works later, but the mayim will not check, so to speak, the status of his wife. The afilu ba al rusasa, the beis chamav, even if he went ahead and had sexual relations with his, the woman he did kiddushin with, in her father's house, shasur b'dirbeisor. From that sexual that encounter was asur b'dirbanan. Ain't a mind bodkin es ishta, right? Because he had that relationship with her that was prohibited. The bedikas mind won't work. Okay, shenemar v'nikah ish me'avon, right? Because he'll be free, so to speak, of any type of chet. Ve'ishah he tisa savana, and she will carry the sin. Bizman she'ish menuka me'avon. Only when the guy is actually clean of chet. Ha'isha nosa es ona, as avona. That's the time where the woman, the wife, will go ahead and be able to carry, so to speak, the burden of sin. So lachates lavika. Therefore, im ha'isa ishto asura alav. So therefore, if his wife is asur to him because of mechayve lavin or mechayve asay afilu shnia. So if any one of these secondary erva prohibitions exist, okay, and what happens? He goes, and that's his wife, and he goes ahead and does kina b'kina love and istra ina shosa. Okay, she doesn't end up engaging in sota. Ela teitei b'lo ksuba, they get divorced, she loses her ksuba. V'tiyah surah olav ach mishum zeh. And she's usher to him for this, for exactly what happened. Now, al rav nasa mu'uberes chavero, we recall this in the case by Durbana before, but let's say he went ahead and he married, and let's say a guy marries, let's say a Reuven marries a woman who he knows was impregnated by Shimon, okay? Or menekas chavero, okay? Or let's say she's nursing a child born from let's say Shimon. Harizu Shosa, she would actually go ahead and have to drink. She ain't kanavira, okay? Because there's no actual technical issa here. That's why she'd have to go ahead and engage in sota if need be. Okay, Misha in lo isha haruya leilin. Okay, velo banu. Let's say a man is married to a woman who is unable to have children, right? Vinasa akara, or let's say, what do you call it? Or he's married to a woman who right now is barren or zakena, or she's very old or islandess, or also she's luckily defined as never being able to have children. Aina shosa, she would never drink mesota, v'lo natal ksuba, she loses ksuba as well. Now, how you lo banim? Let's say he did have kids, like let's say from a different wife. O isha cheres, really, or let's say he's married to two women, and one of those women can give birth. Hareza mashke osa, okay? He could actually ensure or make sure that wife number one does engage in sota. Even though wife number one, let's say, couldn't have children, and wife number two can, he could force wife number one to go through sota. Afi shizakeno akara ainis, even if she's, let's say, for instance, very old. Vena royal leilet, shalom namar, right? Batara v'nizra'a zera, ela v'ru'ya leilet, right? Because she has to be able to have children. And that's for someone who can have children. Shim haisa yuletis bitzar, teled berevach, hayadarka leilet, nekevos, teled zharim. So basically what it means is that if she would have given birth beforehand, right, in, so to speak, in pain, she would have given it no matter what comfortably. If she would have given birth to daughters, she would have given birth to sons. Meaning, at the end of the day, she had to be someone that is able to give birth. Alachi at Aleph. Now, hayu lo isha ubanim. Let's say he had a second wife and had kids. Umesu, okay? And let's say they died, bein kinu listira. Let's say the kids died between the time he issued the warning to her and the time that she secluded herself in the room with Reuven. Kvar niras lishtos umashkosa. She's already able to go ahead and drink the waters, so therefore we let her proceed with sota. Lo hayu lo banim, right? But let's say he never had children. Velo isha ruya leled, and he has no wife to be able to have children. Ela zu islandis, so it's about just this woman he's married to. Benola ben migushaso, right? And let's say his a woman he was divorced from ends up having a kid. Ben kina listira, right? From the time of the warning until stira. Kvar nidches islandis milishtos. It's too late. The islandis was excluded from drinking, and therefore, what do you call? There's no mechanism for the sota process to start. Okay, halacha yibes. Now, kol isha shahayala kino yustira. Anytime a woman goes ahead and she has the warning offered to her and she does stira, below shasas v'mamarim, and she refuses to drink from the water, bein shalawatsa bayalashkosa, bein shalawatsa hilishdos, whether it's the husband's decision or hers, right? Bein shabala etuma, right? Or regardless if a witness came and said that she actually committed adultery, ahudas, oh shahaisam eilon nashim shein ruyos lishdos, or let's say she's one of these women who can't drink the water, or shekana lo basin, or basin stepped in. Remember, when basin steps into the kina, it's not to produce sota, it is to go ahead and, what do you call it, make sure she loses her ksuba. Hol v'nasra al baila mikol makam, right? Hare hi asura al zesh, and it's yachta imo l'olam, k'derek she asura al baila. So not only is she asur to her husband, but she's also asur to Reuven forever. The guy that she was misyachid with, the guy she went into that room with alone, she's also asur to that guy forever as well. Now, v'im avar v'nasa, and let's say Reuven does marry her, we force him to get divorced. Even if he had kids through the marriage. We learn this from basically the Gemara. So we darshan out the same way that she's usher to her husband, she's usher to the guy she secluded it in that room with. But let's say the wife was not warned. Ubo alea edim shenistar imzat, but witnesses come along and say, we saw her go into the room with Reuven. Ubo v'matzar davar mechuar, right? Or what do you call it? And then they discover, for instance, she's acting in a very inappropriate way. Going to nichnusu acharav. When the witnesses, when people go in afterwards, what do they see in the room that she was in with Reuven? Umatzu chageres hagura. They see her putting on, let's say, tying her belt, meaning she's putting on clothing, like getting dressed. Oh, matzu rok lamala minakila, or they find like some spit on the bedpost. V'chiyotze bezeh, right? Meaning there's evidence that they had a sexual relationship. Im hotzia baila b'davar mechor zeh, right? If he goes ahead and divorces her because of this very fishy behavior, hare zulot tinase lenata. She can't marry the guy that the suspicion of having sexual relations with in this situation. Ela asuralav, she's also asur to him. However, in this case, if they went ahead and got married and they had kids, they would not have to get divorced. But if they did not have children, then, luckily speaking, they must get divorced. When does this all apply? Okay. So this only works when this the halacha yigimel only applies in a situation where there's like the news has gotten out in the city. Right, the alzeha aleha the alzeha nitan yomu mechso yeser. So basically, I know it's very very specific, but it means that there's a rumor flying around the city. It's gossip that's going around that let's say Reuven and Rachel were in that room together and all sorts of things about them for a day and a half. Meaning that it's a day and a half of speaking about this or more. The Amrim, what do they say? Ploni zina implonis v'lo pasakakol. So they say, oh. This guy committed adultery with that woman, right? And this information continues, the rumor continues unabated. This would apply in the situation, right, where neither one of them have any enemies who go ahead and would spread such a rumor. But if this rumor, don't ask what the shear is, but if this rumor is not widespread, but is localized, or let's say the rumor dies out, shlo machmas yira, right? If this is latan, lo teitze. If the rumor, so to speak, dies out, then she could go ahead and marry the guy. Lo teitze, or excuse me, if she did marry the guy, lo teitze afi she in labanim. She would not have to divorce in this situation. Afilu ba eid echad zinsa imo lo teitze. Even if she, even if one witness comes along, okay, and says that she committed snos with that guy, she still would not have to get divorced. Okay, lacha tesvav. Misha hotzia baila be'ede davar mechor. Right, let's say the woman gets divorced because she's suspected of doing something inappropriate. V'nasos la'acher, right, and then she marries another guy, the girsha, and then she gets divorced from that guy. Harizu asura lihinase l'nitan. She still can't marry the guy that she was suspicious of having sexual relations with. She yatzas mitachas baila biglalo, right? Just because she got divorced from the second guy doesn't mean she can marry that guy. Then this is, but if she did get married, lo seitze, afi shein labanan. If she did get married, she would not have to get divorced, even if she had no children. And finally, and we'll end off here, halacha tezayin, kol isha shebo shnei edim. Anytime two witnesses come forward and say that a woman, they say as follows, ve'idu shezinsa imzeh, right, kishahaisa tachas baila rishon. They come along and say that she committed adultery, okay, with the man she's actually married to, okay? Harizu teitze mizeh. They actually must get divorced. Da'afi sheishla menu kalbanim, if they have any kids. Okay, v'chol makom shemarno teitze. Whenever we say teitze, teitze below ksuba. That always means divorce without a ksuba. Okay, tomorrow we'll start Parak Gimel, and that begins the actual specific process of sota. So we'll pick that up then.